Welcome to Awakening Matters. I am your host, Cynthia Sloan. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm going to be covering a topic that is interwoven in all our lives, personal or I'll say, always personal, but most certainly related to our time here on this earth plane, and that is forgiveness as well as compassion. If you're tuning in for the first time tonight, Awakening Matters covers topics from ranging from metaphysics to spirituality to humanity, everything in between, the star nation, the sky plane, the earth plane, and healing, vibrational frequency, and so on and so forth. And so I welcome you, and I thank you so much for your emails and your texts and your questions. And you can reach me at Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Sloan, spelled S as in Sam, L-O-N, the number 9.com. So you can find my information there and reach me directly through there. So welcome. Tonight's topic is forgiveness and compassion. You know, what if forgiveness in this present life for, regardless of the situation, and we're going to talk about specifics, but what if forgiveness in general as a topic is not about this present life only? What if forgiveness in your present life actually reaches through all your past lives and realigns them as well? What if forgiving someone, something, including yourself in that, also causes a launch sequence and reaction, a vibratory one, a frequency one, that moves through all your lifetimes? Not to mention this present lifetime moves through your physicality, your emotional body, your mental body. So I really want to talk about forgiveness as a multi-layered and multi-dimensional, timeless, ageless concept. So forgiveness is an opportunity to free yourself. And forgiveness is also an opportunity to learn from and to grow from, and not the forgiveness, or I'll say not only the forgiveness, but what causes the forgiveness in your life in general. Because in order to not forgive someone or something, you are holding yourself in the past, or you're holding yourself in that experience. You're holding yourself in the hurt. And when you hold yourself in the hurt of any kind, you align yourself to the hurt of many, 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 many lifetimes, not to mention all the hurts that you've had from birth until this present moment. And it's not to say to you that you are consciously thinking, oh, I remember when I was 2 years old and something happened and now I'm older and they're the same thing. I'm not saying that there's a conscious, well, sometimes there is. I'm not saying that there's a conscious connection at all times to the fact that pain, hurt, and confusion seems at times to relate to a certain place, thing, or subject. But in actuality, it's a theme unto itself. And what I'm saying is that when we feel hurt, that hurt was already there previously in order to feel it. When we feel fear, that fear is already there previously even to recognize it. So when we're born, we are not born necessarily immediately upon entering. Well, sometimes people are, but for the most part, a human is born into their physicality. And in those moments of that physicality, and I hope for that soul, that in those moments of physicality upon entering the body, that there isn't the immediate introduction of fear, the immediate introduction of emotional hurt. We come into this life maybe carrying some cellular DNA past life contracts to heal, which is why sometimes in life when we are hurt, it feels like a hurt that we won't recover from, or that we will die from, or that we can't even conceive of or understand, and so on and so forth. Sometimes maybe the intensity of that, and I'm speaking on intensity only, may have to do with an alignment to past lives. But very seldom does a baby come into this world without freedom. With the free will is intact, and the ability to have the experiences within the first day of being here, et cetera, with a, clean slate, maybe a soul contract to heal what came prior, but maybe a clean slate before approaching that. But in any case, forgiveness or pain, it remains in the body and in the emotional mental body, and it just gets added to if it's not healed authentically and released. And when you do that, and I'm going to talk about that, you literally calibrate, which means clear, the cellular DNA that maybe has been holding that pain from your present life as well as your past lives. But when you are authentic in your forgiveness, compassion rises within you. And that's when you know. And this is just my perspective. It is not meant to be yours. I'm just sharing with you what I have experienced, or just a version of it. There's so much to unpack in regards to the topic and subject of forgiveness and compassion. But I will say that one part of it that I'm going to cover tonight, and I'll continue to cover this topic in the next show and the next, but for tonight is how do you know if you've truly forgiven, or you've let go, or you have moved into a place of from fear to love? Because to not forgive somebody, you fear the hurt that they caused, you want to figure it out, et cetera, all the stuff. And then, or that you both caused or all have caused, it depends on the subject matter that has affected you and imprinted you in your life. And so what I say to you is, when you truly know that you have, well, I'll say for myself, when I truly know that I have done forgiveness work all the way through my core, is I no longer feel pain, suffering. I no longer feel anger, frustration. I no longer feel attachment to the event or events, plural, that caused the pain. And then what comes after that for me is such a deep and beautiful light of compassion. It's such a clean and beautiful love. It's a vibration that is healing as it moves through your emotional body, your mental body, your physical body, your etheric body, your light body, your past life contracts. It moves through all of those, and there's this tremendous compassion that comes forth. But I say to you that compassion, you really want to look at the compassion, and like feeling sorry for yourself is not compassion. Forgiving yourself and in part of whatever caused you pain, and treating yourself with love and kindness, and celebrating who you are and that you are, and that you have chosen to let go, forgive, and choose the highest love and the cleanest and purest love for yourself first, because you cannot offer another what you have not given life to yourself. You must become what you desired from another. And when you do the work, the inner work, and you move from not only forgiveness and letting go, because you're letting go of, you're letting go of the hurt and the pain, you're also letting go of what transpired to cause that, but you're also letting go of holding your mental and emotional and even vibrational body in the past. So you're letting go of the past, and what are you doing? You are joining the present. Why is the present called a gift? Because it is. It is a present when you join it. And when you join it in compassion for yourself and forgiveness and then compassion, or compassion and then forgiveness, it doesn't mean that what transpired was not necessarily hurtful. It means that you've grown from that, you have learned from yourself, and that you have moved your vibrational frequency. So you have a body, you have skin, hair, organs, everything, trillions of cells communicating with each other and agreeing to feed, fuel, and cooperate with one another in order to have the experience we're having. And that's, I mean, the depth and the beauty of that, if one were to stop and really think of the fact that all of those parts work together as one in order for you to have the experience of you, that it is always and never without a collaborative group effort. So I'm not saying that you need to, that the forgiveness that's authentic and brings up compassion is not only have you freed yourself, but you've moved into such a higher love and a feeling of that person was in pain, or those people were in fear, or, I mean, and it doesn't really matter how you, where you move within your mental and emotional body in regards to what transpired. What matters more is that you are free of it and you've moved into a vibrational frequency in your body that you can forgive another and yourself, and your body is recalibrated, realigned, and any stuck energy from the past, not just this life, but previous lives, maybe with the same people, the same person, or what have you, is released. It is cleared for you. Does that mean it's cleared for everybody? You can only dream. But that it is cleared for you is enough. That compassion comes to take the place of pain is enough. That you have left yesterday and you have joined the present is enough. And that you are sustained in that is enough. And that maybe only you understand how you feel, and you're not able necessarily to communicate it or even put it into words because it so surpasses words. But you are able to be in a place of peace about all of it. That's when the compassion really surfaces. I think of past masters, teachers of all walks of life that have taught about forgiveness, not only past, maybe present as well, that have taught about and talked about and put their hands on healing in regards to the energy frequency and the vibration of healing, and how it you're able to heal your body, and that when you realize that the areas of hurt in your body can also be present from the areas of emotional pain and trauma that you held from the past, And that when you heal those areas, which I do for people all the time, every day, but I have to do it for myself and keep myself clear and aligned in order to be able to offer another the clarity that they seek or the purity that they seek, however they want to think on it, that the body, when you clear those blockages and stuck energy from the past, what comes rushing in? The present. The present moment comes rushing in. The present moment of breath, of life, of collaborative energy, and all of a sudden areas in your body that were stiff, not working, were not responding, were cloudy, were not a part of the wholeness because there was a part of you stuck in the past, are no longer there. And there is a complete and total healing that happens on all levels. And I'll say to you that there is a difference, and maybe it takes what it takes. It takes as long as it takes. But there is a palpable difference between forcing yourself to forgive someone and you're not there yet, versus the ability to let go and forgive yourself first for participating, for thinking it over 150 million times in different ways. You could have said it, done it, whatever. Again, forgiving yourself for putting yourself through the hurt over and over and over just by revisiting it over and over and releasing it. And before you're ready to, only will recreate it through another scenario in your life. But when you are, and so how do you know? How do you know when you are ready to truly forgive and move forward? You will know when you think about the past and what transpired, and it can be yesterday, but it no longer feels heavy within you. It feels light, or you don't feel an attachment to it at all. That's a big sign right there. When you see yourself, these are all the ways, different ways that you may recognize that you are ready to change your vibrational frequency, to realign your physical health, to release any burdens and hurts, etc. These are all different ways. One is not greater than the other, and I'm certainly not sharing them in accordance with one being better than the other. So where they're being brought up is does not mean anything in regards to this conversation. And so your ability to recognize that you love yourself. So to realize that you love yourself means what? It means, to me anyway, it may mean something different to you, and I honor that. But I'm sharing with you my perspective, and that is that to me, to love yourself means I wake up one day and I look in the mirror and I go quietly or to myself or screaming it out loud. It doesn't matter. Make it your own. But I look at myself and I go, I choose peace. And I love you. I love you. You're extraordinary. I know what you've been through. I've been there through it with you, every inch of it. And you're still intact. And love is what remains. And so then you go within. And that means either a meditation or an inner dialogue or an intention, because it has to be real. If you're trying to fake it till you make it, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no judgment, but you'll just move out of peace and into frustration, etc. And you'll feel all of that over again. There's nothing wrong with that. But the compassion and the freedom of knowing that when you are ready to forgive, you must start with yourself. You must start with loving yourself enough to not put yourself through that over and over and over again, to not repeat it, to know that you can change it, to know that you have grown and you are not the same person that you were. And the embracing that, and it doesn't matter if another person sees it, validates it, gets it, chooses to believe it. It does not matter. What matters is that you are loving yourself back to a place of wholeness where your inner peace can be felt by you and your inner compassion and joy and love for yourself is present. You're not looking for it. You're not moving things around. You're not hoping it comes back. It's just present, like, all day. And then what happens? You just start feeling lighter. You start feeling, well, your physical body goes through a transformation, let me tell you. And that transformation is you feel your body healing. Now, from being a very young child, I, possibly a toddler all the way through my life, have been extremely aware of most everything. And so, not an easy way to get through life, let me tell you. I could have, well, if I had chilled out a lot more, my life would have been different. So, but nonetheless, as an empath, an intuitive, a vibrational frequency reader, communicator, past life ability to recognize not only in my past lives, but in others, anyway, and so on and so forth and so on and so forth. And so growing up like that, even as a young child, I was it was intense because I felt everything and to the highest and fullest degree. And that's in good and bad ways. But I also had the capacity, which I still do, to quickly and swiftly shift into light and shift into compassion, forgiveness, and the knowing that if I want to be accepted by others, if I want to be loved, if I want to be whatever it is you want to be, you have to become that for yourself. So if you want to be liked, you have to like yourself. If you want to be loved, you have to love yourself. If you want to be forgiven, you must forgive yourself. And so what I'm saying is, please don't bypass yourself. For the majority of my life, I only looked to others and also focused on others and tried to make their lives better and tried to, this is the training I received in my childhood and was told that based on what I did and how good I did it and how long I did it, whether it was mowing the lawn at the age of 10 or what have you, that the love would be withheld until a later time, and it would be based on how good that job was, and so on and so forth. So my point being that I learned how to love everybody fully and completely through my spiritual, metaphysical, heart-centered being, which is why I'm alive and well today, and love who I am and that I am. That was not offered to me by humanity growing up. It was offered to me by my inner sacred heart and my ability to hear it and communicate with it and be supported by it. And so what am I talking about? If you're listening, you might be going, her inner sacred heart, what? My inner voice, my own intuitive guides, beings, higher self, and wisdom from past lives, that dialogue would come up to meet the dialogue of negativity, and I, of course, would focus on that. So that, why am I saying all this? Because you matter. This show is called Awakening Matters because it does. Awakening matters. Whoever still holds you in the past and holds you hostage there and sees you as something you were instead of who you are, bless them and forgive them. You know why? Because they're still sitting there in the past, holding you, they think, hostage there, but you're not there. You've moved on and you've moved forward. They're sitting there with themselves. They're holding themselves hostage without forgiving themselves or having compassion for themselves, for you, or what have you. So my point is, this life is extraordinary. And when you have had a harder life than those around you, there's a tendency to be, to witness and experience a flippant judgment from others, a ease that rolls off their tongues and with each other to name and shame you, to say or feel like, well, look at her now, or she's a survivor, or, you know, she's this or she's that, et cetera. Whatever's being said about you, it's your experience. I'm not going to put other words into your experience, but whatever is being said about you, it's very difficult for one or more or a group of people to have been with you at moments that would have brought them to their knees and killed them emotionally, physically, certainly would have killed me had I not had a higher voice talking to me through me, over and over and over again. So it wasn't one time. It was ongoing and unending. It was a way of life. And so what I'm saying to you is, if people or a person is judging you, or they are shaming you, or they are blaming you, or they are making you the fault of something else, and whatever it is, please understand that the awakening matter in that moment is for you to care enough about yourself to, now I'm not saying this is easy. I'm just saying, no, it's not easy. And you know what? Most things that aren't easy are worth it. Most things that are not easy are worth it. Does that mean you have to make everything hard? Absolutely not. But please don't bypass the fact that things that are usually hard because they are transformative. They are teachers. They are experiences that transform you, enlighten you, and give you insight at a depth and a level that maybe something that's just easy all the time doesn't cause you to look at anything, to change, to grow, or to even meet your soul contracts that you had prior to getting here. And so I say there's a balance. Now, did I get that balance in life? Absolutely not. And not in the easy way, in the other way. And I am bringing that up not for poor me. No way. I'm bringing that up because I'm saying to you, if you right now are in a difficult place in your life and you just don't think you can make it, I'm here to speak directly to you. And I'm going to say to you, yes, you can, because within you, prior to even arriving here, you said, I'm going to get through some of the hardest experiences that I ever have had in any lifetime. And I'm going to do so because I'm coming to this life with the strength, the love, and the support from the universe intact with me. So I can be thrown away and everything can be seemingly taken away from me, but the light that dwells within me, the love that is there for me, the sacredness that lives within me and communicates with the trillions of cells that are vibrational frequency of love. Remember, the frequency of your cells have to be in love, because then they are loving themselves and they are offering themselves and you the greatest version possible. I'm drinking water. And so I say to you, if you are at the end right now and you feel like you just can't move forward, I am saying to you, you are loved, you are supported, you have what it takes, you have forgotten who you are for a second or for years, and now is an opportunity through this voice reaching out to you, holding you, hugging you, and loving you and saying, you got this. You have not been forgotten. And you are surrounded by spirit guides. You are surrounded by your own infinite wisdom that came to you through centuries of lives that you have lived, and it is there for you now. And it is saying to you, you are in a process of forgetting who you are, but within your cellular memory is exactly who you were, who you are, and who you will be. And to access any of that requires one thing only. Every single day, allow yourself to say, I love myself. I love myself. I choose love. And why? Why would you do that if you're in a dark place or a hard place? Because then you release your ability to access. You release the wisdom, you release the empowerment, you release the healing, you release the knowledge, and all of a sudden you have access to hope. You have access to hope. And before that, you had none. And so I say to you, you have access to it just by choosing love. Now, if you can't feel love for yourself, if you feel stuck there, love your pet. Love your painting. Love your neighbor. Love your plants. Love your flowers. Love the earth plane. Love the animal kingdom. Love the sky nation. But choose to allow yourself to connect with the vibration and the frequency of love, and you will start to feel different. Now, am I telling you this because, hey, it's a piece of cake. I did it. No problem. No, I'm telling you this because it's not a piece of cake. Did I do it and go through it? Yes, for 57 years. And so I say to you, I call this show Awakening Matters because I don't care if you've had a great day or the hardest day of your life. I don't care if you've had a great year or the worst year of your life. You are here in body to awaken. Awaken to what? That I'm a millionaire? No. That I'm liked by everybody? No. That nothing can affect me? No. Mm-mm. I'm untouchable? Nope. 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 One thing only. I don't care if you're male or female. I don't care if you're a child, teenager. I don't care what your soul contract states for you in this lifetime. You will have those experiences, but you are here for the awakening matter of being in body, and that is to love and be loved. Why? Because there's no higher experience than to love and be loved. Am I talking about a relationship? Yes, I am, but that starts with yourself. To love yourself, no one is perfect. No one is. And believe me, I tried for a very long time to be somebody else's perfect. And all I was doing was creating chaos. And instead of being perfect in my attempt to be perfect, I kept, now listen closely to this, in the attempt to be perfect, I kept validating how imperfect I was. in the attempt to be everything and more that person never asked for, I kept validating that I didn't matter to myself. And so listen to that and let that in this physical dimension. Awakening matters, but sometimes the very actions that you are offering another person are representing the opposite of what you hold within. And that other person might see it or might react to it. And you are what? Clueless in that moment. Because you awaken when you are ready to look at yourself. And oh my God, when I look at myself, all parts of me, the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, I love them equally. And I am so grateful for all of them. And I'm so grateful for my mistakes. I'm so grateful for... Now, do I have regrets? Absolutely. Absolutely. And somebody very wise told me the other day, regrets, we all have them, and they are there because they represent that we have learned and that we are learning. And so regrets, yes, we all have them. I'm not talking about forgive yourself and have compassion and you'll never have another bad feeling again. No, that's not real. That's false. That's false. And so what I say to you is compassion and forgiveness is even when you're not having a good day, instead of beating yourself up and everything around you and everybody around you, you will most likely move into a essence and an energy of compassion for yourself and for the situation. For so long, I mean, sometimes when I'm talking about forgiveness, let me move to a whole other concept, which is sometimes forgiveness and compassion work is not just about a hurt that happened to you. Sometimes it doesn't involve a hurt at all. Sometimes it involves you judging yourself. You judging yourself, well, certainly judging yourself does create hurt, but sometimes it's somebody who is beating themselves up because they didn't get the job promotion they wanted, beating themselves up because they should have been better, they should have said something better, they should have done something better, etc. So sometimes we beat ourselves up and we have to replace judgment with forgiveness and compassion to ourselves. And that's what Awakening Matters is about. That's why when I speak of love, I'm not necessarily speaking of you're here to be in a relationship and then to be out of one and then to be in another one. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying to be in a relationship of love and compassion for yourself takes you out of hardship. Because then you become hopeful and you see, you can see the clarity versus the non-clarity, and you can move forward, even if it's inch by inch. And so forgiveness and true compassion comes forth. I can say to you, there are people that in my past, all the way into my childhood, that if I was to see again, I could honestly say there would be no effect other than compassion, almost to the degree that I would want to say to them, wow, can you believe we did that? Can you believe we didn't? I'd probably laugh too. I'd say, can you believe we did that to each other, to ourselves, to one another? Whoa. Because I believe that people who want to learn and grow can change and become the very thing they wanted other people to see in them. They can become that for themselves. Why do I know that? Because I am that for myself. I am that for myself. And if one of us can do it, then it's a representation, a mirror, and a projection, and a validation that anyone can. Anyone can. And so I say to you that be kind to yourself. I know that many of us, most of us, especially in the world today, being kind feels vulnerable. Being kind feels, to some that I've talked to, it feels like it's not impactful enough, that they have to meet the density and intensity of their life with as much intensity. And what I say to that, because I have done that to myself, is that when you meet the intensity of your life with the same level of intensity, I mean, of course, it's not, I am generalizing, but it certainly depends on the scenario. But if you meet the same level of intensity, let's say, well, I'll just say intensity. If you meet it at the same level, then you create what? More intensity, and it grows. And so I say, meet it with kindness or compassion or humor, or don't meet it at all. You know, you don't have to meet that intensity if it's negative. I mean, we're all on our own growth level, and we're all on our own paths. But the beginning and the end, I can tell you for sure, I've had many death experiences, gone to the other side and come back, that the beginning, you come from love, and it doesn't matter how you arrived here, you were created, I'll put it this way, your cellular body and the trillions of cells within you can communicate and understand each other and cooperate with each other because they come from a place of sacred, geometric, vibrational frequency of love. And that means continuity. It means wholeness. And so your cells are able to co-create a body because they love each other and they are using that co-creative, cellular, sacred geometric language that is vibrational frequency of the Most High, of love. So you start in love, and then when you leave your body and you look, which I have left my body and looked down on it, oh my God, the compassion, the love and the gratitude you feel for that body coming from your soul to that body. It doesn't matter how you died. It doesn't matter how much you suffered. The compassion and the gratitude for all of those cells carrying you through everything you went through. It is not even measurable by our human standards, the amount of love and gratitude you have when your soul looks down on your body. It is beyond words. It is timeless and it is ageless. And guess what it represents? Where you came from. It represents you returning to that place of fullness and wholeness and love. Where your physical body is no longer representing you, but your light body and your expanded aura, and you feel like you go from feeling like you're in the body and you're looking at it and the body looks so small without the soul in it, and then you move into this expanded, unending capacity to feel everything all at once. And it is extraordinary because it is sound waves, it's vibration, it is light, it is a symphony collaborated with you through your soul. Because don't forget, your soul's in there while you're blaming and shaming, not forgiving, struggling with compassion. Your soul's in there going, I love you. I love you, and I'll wait till you join yourself there. But I love you and I'll hold you there until you meet me there, meet yourself there. And then when you pass, I have done. I'm so honored. I have done endless. I don't even know how many readings for loved ones on the other side or near-death experiences or those who've passed over. And what has been shared with me over and over and over, and then my own experiences, numerous experiences on the other side, it's all the same. The light, the love, it's so big, and I'm not scared, and I'm not alone, and I'm home. And so I say to you, there is a capacity while we are in body to reach, access, and sit in the seat of our inner home and to be there and to feel at one with yourself. There comes a time in everybody's life where that co-creation, collaboration, epiphany, all the pieces come together and there is a release. And I say to you, let the release not be your passing over. But if it is, you're going to a really wonderful space and place with yourself. But it's, you can access it here and have an incredible experience. And so when I was growing up, I had a lot of, I'll say, duality and contrast. Isn't that nice? Putting it in that way takes all the emotion out of it. I love that for me. The duality, I had a lot of duality and contrast. But what stood out was that every wall, ceiling, and floor, I will say, I'm speaking about my past, but it has still been true to this day. Every wall, ceiling, and floor has a consciousness to it, has a cellular patterning. Every piece of wood that's in your home has a memory housed within it of when it was a tree or before it even became a tree. And so the consciousness of everything is alive. And for me as a child and all the way through my life and into my adult life and now into my aging years, everything still is communicating. And when you can find compassion and love for yourself, you can find it for others. And then you might just start tuning into the fact that everything surrounds you has a connection to the continuity or continuum or what, however you want to look at it, but has a connection to what? To you. You have a connection to everything around you, and everything around you has a connection to you. And so many times, I will say to you that I think loneliness is one of the most painful diseases in humankind. I'm just going to stop there. And I will say to you that when we recognize or remember that we are part of the very construct that we are in, that loneliness begins to be transmuted. And you remember again that you are part of everything that is. But most importantly, you return to yourself. You return to yourself in a way that you may not have been relating to yourself as for quite some time. But I'll tell you this with great certainty. There is not anything around you, including the Sky Nation, the Earth Plane, the Animal Kingdom, the trees, the everything that has stopped loving you, stopped including you in the experience of all that is. Only you have. Only you stepped out of it. Maybe people threw you out and you stepped out of your life for a while, but you can step back into it and you can create it in a way that represents full and complete love. So I'm going to wrap this up just tonight and continue this concept of vibrational, sacred, geometric compassion and forgiveness, and what that means to the cells of the body, what that means to the your personal environment, etc. But I'm going to wrap this up tonight and say that when I say you come from love, you may have had the most horrific entrance into this life, but before you actually even arrived here and began the cellular construction, if you will, you came from a consciousness of love. That's what I'm referring to. And when you pass over, no, regardless of how horrific or how beautiful your death is, you will return to that place of love. But you do not have to wait in between. Take it from me, somebody who has gone way far away from herself to experience love all the way back to herself, and is very clear on the learning, the living, and the loving of it. And I celebrate every experience I've had, and I can honestly say I would not change it. Now, for those who know me and who are listening, they're going, "You wouldn't?" And I can honestly say now, no, I wouldn't, because I understand it all so much deeper. And I've become the person that I wanted others to see in me. I have become that person, and it doesn't matter who sees it in me. And I want that for you. Start allowing yourself to let the vibrational frequency that is alive and dwelling within you to start being felt by you. Start allowing yourself to give yourself permission to remember, realize, reconnect, and resurface within you a feeling of love that is not about your life, what you're doing, what you're not doing, who likes you, who doesn't, but is non-circumstantial. And then you will connect with the true version of who you are. That is your empowerment. That is what awaits you. That is what holds you. And that I offer to you as the present in this moment. Tune in 2 weeks from today as we continue talking about compassion and forgiveness in all the ways, known and unknown, that it exists and why it does. And until then, blessings to you and so much love.